we tend in our secular age to actually accommodate the view of love that is seen in the world, and we tend to act as if the gospel of God's love is like how the world defines love, as acceptance of everything, tolerance of everything, no judgment passed on anything, as though this is right and this is wrong. And so there is a denial of the reality of what happens when you turn away from God's word. It is death and it is destruction. And the remedy for that is that Christ took the death and the destruction that the law demanded. And we cannot understand the gospel and the depth of God's love, what true love is and what true acceptance is, unless we understand that there is such a thing as hell, that there is such a thing as condemnation and judgment, and that emanates from running diametrically opposed to the word of God. There is such a thing as condemnation and hell, and the only remedy for that is in Christ. That's why the way of salvation is not a broad road of acceptance of everything, as if that's what the gospel of God's love is. It is a narrow road where in this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son to be the atoning sacrifice, the propitiation for our sin.